This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
The following speech was a speech that I gave at my grandfather's funeral about 5 years ago. When I was about 9 years old, I wanted to be a child psychologist when I grew up. I wanted to help other kids dealing with divorce as I had to. Though even at nine, I was deathly afraid of disappointing my pop. I believe he really wanted me to go into the family business and eventually take it over. I remember when Pop and I first talked about it. He told me that I would never disappoint him as long as I did what I loved and did it to the best of my ability. He continued to say that for many years to come, and this is one of the things I loved him most for. I have learned so much from him in the short time we knew each other. He has always emphasized being honest and 100% genuine because my reputation and my word are the only two things that are truly my own in this world. Nothing is more valuable to me, and I can't thank him enough for it. The story of how he went back to work the day after he was released from the hospital after having a heart attack has always amazed me. That drive and dedication that he has and the passion that he had for his business. He had the dedication and the strength and endurance that I strive for every day. I like to think that he knows that. Loyalty was one of Pop's biggest traits. I'm proud to say I got this from him. I feel that it is very important to have this trait, and I can't thank him enough for giving it to me. I was told a story the other night about when Pop was with his friend who wanted to stop by an ill family member's house for 15 minutes. Pop's friend thanked him afterward for allowing him to stop. Pop told him he didn't need to be thanked because family is the most important thing. It made me cry to hear that story, as I have done and said very similar things myself. Family was indispensable to Pop, and I appreciate that he helped instill the love of family into me. Pop told me many times when I was growing up that I shouldn't say something unless I know it to be true. Unfortunately, he didn't prepare me for how most people, most of the time, don't want to hear the truth. Well, Pop, here's the truth. I was scared of you when I met you. Growing up, I was scared of making you angry. Though maybe it was more about the belt that you flashed when I misbehaved. A bit later, I was scared of disappointing you. And then I was scared of the day when I would lose you. And now I am scared of life without you. I am extremely honored to have known you as long as I have. Thank you for giving me a wonderful name and a legacy to live up to. I promise I will do everything I can to make you proud. I got some big footprints to fill. Pop truly was a legend among giants. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.